Minister Rosa, you still there? Minister Rosa? Okay. All right, Minister Rosa, you're here now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, when I muted everyone, then we couldn't hear you. But let's do this. I'm going to ask all of you that has dialed in, I see it's about 25 or so of us, all of you that are on this line, go ahead and mute yourselves. Mute yourselves. You can hit the mute button. You can hit *6. That will help to mute. *6 for you all that don't know that. And then either the mute button, that will mute you. And that way, Minister Rosa will be free to minister the word. Okay? So, Minister Rosa, go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lady B, for having me to join on the line with teaching tonight. I appreciate that. And thank you all for being on the prayer line tonight. God bless you all. I'm going to be moving kind of swiftly because I'm hoping I'll be able to get through what I have, but if not, the Lord knows all things. So I am going to be coming out of Isaiah chapter 40 and certain scriptures because I don't have time to expound on all of them. I'm going to be selective in the scriptures, and you can feel free at your leisure to go back over Isaiah chapter 40. And Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." And the topic is going to be the greatness of God. I just think sometimes we need to be reminded how great our God is. And as Pastor was saying Sunday, you know, we say awesome because that's about all we can think of that's huge and all, but God is so much more than being awesome. So we thank God for him. And verse number 11 says, "He will protect his flock like a shepherd." And with us, we know that, you know, we have to depend on him because he is truly the only one that can help us. You know, we got family, we got friends, and we are grateful for that. But God is, so he's sovereign. He knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning. So we definitely want to be in a good relationship with him because he loves us that much. And verse number 11, "He will protect his flock like a shepherd." And we know that God is a good shepherd, that he wants the best for us, and he loves us that much that he will prompt us, you know, every now and then when we slacken a little bit, just to, you know, tighten that relationship, because the words say that he will never leave us, but sometimes we may drip a little bit. Our heart is still with him, but we're not as, I guess for a better word, is we're not on fire for him sometimes as we need to be. But he loves us. And verse number 14 says, "With whom did he consult and who enlightened him?" Meaning he is all-knowing, all-wise. There is nobody that can compare to him. And he said, "Who taught him the path of justice and taught him knowledge and informed him of the way of understanding?" And I failed to tell you that I'm in the Amplified translation. And I'm hoping to remember to tell you which scriptures, but I am in chapter 40 of Isaiah. And say, "Who informed him of the way of understanding?" It's nothing that he doesn't understand. It's nothing that he does not know. And 15 says, "In fact, the nations are like a drop from a bucket." And when we talk about the nation, I'm going to stop for a second here and just, that I just pulled this up, and it fascinated me to, I mean, I got excited when I was just reading about, you know, off the internet, just how vast this universe is. It says it is estimated that there are between 200 billion to 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe. That's the amount that the scientists have come up with, but it could be far more than that. 200 billion to 200 to 2 trillion galaxies. You know, and that makes me think about when we leave this earth, sometimes we think, okay, this earth is it, you know, it's everything. But God got all these galaxies, and he's got, you know, so much that scientists haven't even fathomed yet, that when we, I believe, when we go to be with the Lord, all of this that he has, you know, you know, when he says that, you know, you've been faithful a few things, come on up and I'll make you rule over many, well, that's a whole lot to be over. So it's just amazing how this is. And it says, according to NASA solar system, it says, or the team there, it says the current tally of moons orbiting planets in our solar system, it says 293, one moon for Earth, two for Mars, 95 for Jupiter, 146 at Saturn, and 28 at Uranus, 16 at Neptune, and 5 for dwarf planet Pluto. And that's amazing. As I said, again, we talk about the scientists, but it is so much vaster than that. This is only what they have discovered or believed to be accurate. But God is awesome. He is awesome. So going back to Isaiah 15, it says, in fact, the nations are like a drop from a bucket. Oh, my goodness, a drop from a bucket. And it said, all nations are as nothing before him because he's over everything, you know. It said, they are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. 18, to whom then will you liken God, or with what likeness when you compare him? You can't compare him. He is God all by himself. Now, I know I'm moving kind of quickly, but I have to do that to get in hopefully a substantial amount of just this is something, as I say, you just have to go back and read it for yourself and meditate on it, and it will just draw you closer to God, just knowing his vastness, you know, how much he is in control of things, and we sometimes forget about that. And so it goes on to say in number 22, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He who stretches out the heavens like a veil and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. It is he who reduces dignitaries to nothing, who makes the judges, rulers of the earth, meaningless, useless. Then down to 23 to 25, to whom then will you compare me that I would be his equal, says the Holy One. And verse 26, lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these heavenly bodies, the one who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. No one is missing. He has it all in control. He knows exactly everything. And down to 26, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become tired or grow weary. You know, sometimes we do. We get tired and we grow weary, but God does not. It said, there is no searching of his understanding. He gives strength to the weary and to him who has no might. He increases power. Even youth grows weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God, like the eagle rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Amen, amen. Talking about the greatness of God and his love for us, we stay connected to him. He is definitely on our side. He's looking for what the best for us. And I'm going to read right quickly. This will be a big help to what's going on in the world today, especially with, you know, with the voting and so forth, but this is what I want to read. This is a footnote out of the Amplified for Isaiah 40:12-31. It says, God's sovereignty over the nation, God controls the destinies of rulers and politicians and public figures, no matter how much power they think they have. When times are rough, we wonder if God is really in charge. We wonder why he lets us get moved around by so many economic and political forces beyond our control. We sometimes wonder if he really even cares about what is going on in the world or our lives. Is he really in charge? And the answer is yes, he is. The testimony of Isaiah is a resounding yes. God knows exactly what's going on. Yes, he cares. Nations may rise and fall. Rulers may come and go. God remains both starter and finisher. The circumstances that surround us are temporary conditions in the scheme of eternity. As God sustains the stars in heaven and the whole universe, he sustains our lives. We may not be able to say that easily every day, but if we keep coming back to him, he will not disappoint us. Amen. Amen. He will not disappoint. God is a good God, and our focus needs to be on him and not on people. Yes, we see people, we interact with people, but we have to be reminded that it's God who keeps us, who watches over us, who protects us. God is a good God. And I was looking at the statistics for people in the world today. According to what I saw on the internet, as of November 15, 2022, 8 billion people now in the world, as they documented. I'm sure it's off by some, but basically now it goes by 8 billion people in the world. So that's what I want you to take a look at when you get time, is to read. If you look at Isaiah 40 and, do your own study on it, it'll just really show you how much you need the Lord, how much we need him, because, yes, he is vast, and yes, he's a mighty God, but God loves us very, very much. Our little minds don't even go to the love that he has for us. We know it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but there's just one God. And so I'm appreciative, God, and I thank him for all that he's done for me and yet doing, because we all need to, go to him more than we do, and not just through the bad times, but just through the good times, and tell him how much you love him, because we can't beat God's giving no matter how hard we try. And Isaiah, when you do your research and so forth, you're going to see that this was written 700 years before Jesus came on the scene. So all this is pointing to a Savior coming to save the world from his sins. And we know that he has come. His name is Jesus, mighty Jesus, mighty Jesus. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity tonight, but I just want to encourage you that no matter what's going on in your life, and we all got something going on, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just seek the Lord, and he will come to see about you. He loves you that much that no matter what it is, and it might be something that you're not particularly proud of, because we all make mistakes, but that's what it's called, a mistake, and we don't continue in it. We look to the Lord, and he will bring us up because he says so. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us all the time. Even when you're feeling, that you're alone, God is with you, because he said it in his word. So he said it, he means it, and he cannot lie. So don't let Satan fill your mind with doubt, unbelief. Don't let him get a stronghold on you, because when he grabs you like that, sometimes it takes a while to come out of that thing. But if we just call on the Lord, just call on him whenever you feel like you want to call on him. But something, there's nothing like calling on him all through the day. It's not about just praying for hours. you know, I talk to him like I'm talking to you right now. Whatever concerns me, he said he will protect. So I count on him to do that. And, you know, we all have what we call, you know, downtime or whatever, not feeling the best or so forth. But God understands. He knows all of that. But what he wants is a relationship, a deep relationship with him. And who wouldn't want to be connected to somebody who, I mean, knows everything? There's nothing you can say that he's going to be shocked by. Actually, there's nothing you can do that would shock him because, again, he knows all things. But we want to live the life that's pleasing to him. You know, why keep going in a hole when you don't have to? You know, let's just, you know, get before him and let him order our steps. That's the best thing to do when we don't know what to do. But sometimes we don't know what to do, but he knows what's best for us. And we just rest in it, knowing that he cares. Well, God bless you all. I hope you've been blessed by Isaiah 40. And I have a prayer list here, so I'm going to pray over those on the prayer list. And again, I heard Lady B saying happy birthday to you, Mother Dolores Ligas, and again, happy birthday to you. So glad that you're on the line and that God is really blessing you. And we thank God for his goodness and his kindness. On the prayer list, we have, I have quite a few that I got off the list last night, so I don't have every single person, but I do have quite a few. Okay. We're going to go to the Lord, lifting up these names in prayer, and as well as praying for each and every person on the prayer line. Thank you again for joining us tonight. We're praying for Betty Ann Davis. Praying for Edmonia Carter, Mr. Richard Dickens, I believe it is, has surgery, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to be praying for Mother Dolores Liggins, Denise Sally, praying for the Father of our church, Stephen Walter Brown, praying for Ms. Ruby Gray, Ms. Doris Bolden, Ms. Gloria Thomas, Michael Bolden, Bernard Hatcher, Tim Braxton, Shirley Brown, Dwayne and Carol Cunningham, Deacon Douglas Brown, praying for Sister Helen Miller, Lawrence Randolph, and Miss Carolyn Johnson. Father God, we come to you, thanking and praising you, Father, for who you are. Father, we come, God, lifting up those names that were called. And, Father, there are some perhaps were not on the list, that they're going through some health issues in their body. Father, we lift these people up to you because you know all about them, Father, for you created them in your own image and your likeness. And, Father, I know, God, it's your will to heal your people. You said that in your word. And, Father, we lift them up to you right now. Whatever the situation may be in their bodies, God, we know you to be a healer. And, Father, we lift up them, God, that you will heal them, Father God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Father God, that you will surround them with your love, oh, Father. God, that you would just, for those who have a surgery or have had surgery, God, knowing that you are with them, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And, Father God, that the place, God, that the surgery was at, Lord, that you would, Father, manifest healing. Oh, God, manifest healing in the body, Lord. And, Father, for those who may be going to the hospital, oh, Father God, that you give the doctors the wisdom and the know-how to treat the body, Lord. God, that you will bring health back to the body, God, that you restore it, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, because you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord. We know, God, that what you're involved in, God, it works, Lord. So we're just thanking you already, God. And for those who may be going in at some later date, God, you're still God, Lord. And, Father, that you will just work it out, God, that you will show them what doctor to go to, Lord. Oh, Father God, and God, and that you would just give him or her the wisdom, the team, Lord, the wisdom. Oh, God, that the procedure, oh, God, that it would be what you would have it to be, God, because you're a God that heals, Lord. You're a God that sets free, God. And we thank you for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy and your grace, your long-suffering, Lord. And, God, then we pray, God, for those on the prayer line, God, that you would strengthen their hearts, encourage them, Lord God. Father, that you would go ahead, God, and order their steps, Lord God, that you would make the crooked road straight, God. Oh, Father God, that you would, whatever their need is, God, that you would meet their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for that, God. Oh, Lord, whatever they are facing, Lord, that they are concerned about, God, that they will cast their cares upon you because you care for them. Oh, God, you say you will perfect that which concerneth us, God, and we said thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, God, for our pastor, God, praying for him, Lord, that you continue to strengthen him, Lord. Oh, God, that you will elevate him, Lord. God, that you would grant him the desires of his heart, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We pray for Lady B, God, as you stand by his side, Lord. God, that you would strengthen them, lead, guide, direct, and order their steps, Lord. Oh, Father God, that you would keep them in perfect peace. For you said, whose mind is stayed on you, you keep in perfect peace, Lord. We said, thank you, God. And God, we pray for protection, God. We pray for protection for everyone who's on the line, Lord. Oh, God, that you go before us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you prepare the way, God. Keep us safe on the highways, Lord. Keep us safe, God, at home or where we may be, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come upon us, Lord Jesus. And we said, thank you, God. But, God, we realize that what we're living in, God, a difficult time sometimes, Lord. But, God, we know, God, in you is peace, in you is joy. And we said, thank you, God. And, God, that you continue to bless us, empower us, God. God, that you would just use us as you see fit. And we thank you, Lord. God, help us to make the right decisions, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. God, let us not be quick to jump into a situation, but God, let us pray about it first, whatever it may be, God. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. And we bless your name, God. We praise you, not only today, but every day, God, because the words every day with God is sweeter than the day before. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for activities of our limbs, God. We thank you, God, for our vision. We thank you, God, for our hearing. We thank you, God, for appetite, Lord. And, God, we thank you, God, for food to eat, God. We thank you for being a waymaker, God. We thank you, Lord. You are so good to us, Lord. We praise your name. We glorify you, God. And we say, God, we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and unmute yourselves. Go ahead and unmute because we want to give God the praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I hear the hallelujahs come forth? Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. He is an awesome, awesome God. Thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. We thank you for being a great God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We worship you on this evening, Lord. You are great. Hallelujah, for you're great in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. We worship you tonight, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. You are mighty, mighty good God. Amen. Yes, he's a mighty good God. Glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. We believe you, God, and we praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We certainly want to, we thank God for Minister Rosa tonight, ministering such a powerful word, reminding us about the greatness of God. Hallelujah. And then as she was talking, I went back over this one scripture. It says, Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is God who sits upon the circle of the earth, how to inhabit it, and so forth. He, you know, he is good. And sometimes we get so busy with our regular, you know, duties and so forth, and our own agenda, and sometimes we fail to remember how great God is. We look at now, look outside, we see turning green. We see things that look like they were dead, but now they're coming alive in colors. We're talking about the greatness of God. Oh, my yes, God, that's just yes, awesome yes. word. Thank you so much, Minister Rosa, for ministering that word, for taking time to come on this prayer line and give us a word like that. We need to be reminded, no matter the things, what we go through, and God knows it's sometimes before we get out of one thing, it ends something else, but we could just reflect on his goodness. If we could just keep our mind stayed on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. The yes, greatness of God. I love that. I love that word you preached tonight. Thank you for the word you preached. Thank you for praying. And there's one more person we want to pray for, and I want all of us on this line to pray. Praise God. And that is Bishop Roy Foots. And we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up Bishop Roy Foots before you, Father. God, you know all that he's enduring. You know all that he's going through. But, Father, be his strength. Be his healer, Father. God, be that comfort, Lord, in the midnight hour. God, let him know, God, how much you love him. Let him just surround him with your love and your comfort, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give him strength as he goes forth and he carries your word day in and day out. God, prove yourself to him. Let him rest in you. Let him look to you. You're the author and you're the finisher of his faith. Comfort him. Bless Sister Foots. Bless the Foots family. Bless the church family. God, everything that they need, God, it's already provided. And we believe it. We call it. We declare it that peace and the joy of the Lord is his strength. In Jesus' name, and everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So again, I want to thank you all for coming on to this Dream Team prayer line. Continue to pray for this prayer line. Praise God. We want God that this line would grow. We invite you. We encourage you. Invite someone else to come on this line. Talk about it. Remember what God has done for you and then be able to tell somebody else about that. Invite them because somebody else needs to hear the greatness of God. Amen. So I bless God for you. Pastor loves you. I love you. And again, we want to say happy, happy birthday to Mother Dolores Liggins. God is an awesome, awesome God. We love you all. We thank you for taking the time to be here on the Dream Team prayer line. And with that said, I'm going to say good night. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Be strong in God and in the power of his might. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.